Following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Such a joy to have you with us today. We're going to continue our message from last week in Colossians chapter 1 about praying for people who ask for prayer. And so I'd invite you to join us today as we open the Scripture and consider His Word. Now, if you'd like to hear the first part of this message, you can go to the website at considerhisword.org, and you can hear all of the messages in this website. Let me get it right. considerhisword.org. There you can hear all of the messages in this series. So this is the second part in this message on praying for people who ask. Sometimes people will ask for prayer and will not give you any specifics. They'll just simply say, pray for me, pray for me. It happens to me often, and I imagine that it happens to you as well. So we're looking at what Paul said, how we can pray for people who ask. Colossians chapter 1. I want to remind you again about our website at considerhisword.org. To hear the programs, click on the link that says radio programs, but also we'd love to hear from you, so you can click on the link that says contact us. If you'll give us an address and where you're hearing the program today, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. This is just a little notebook, fits into a shirt pocket or into a purse, easily into a Bible case or something like that. Or you can write down prayer requests and make note of when God answers them. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday especially, and when somebody says, pray for me, I'll pull it out and write it down, maybe write about what the prayer request is about, and then I can follow up later and go and ask them, how is this going, or how did God answer this prayer, and have a record of when God answered that prayer. So the prayer journals are absolutely free. They don't cost you anything at all except to write to us. You can do that again through the website, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. More and more, we're getting requests by email, and that's a good thing. That email address again is considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, you can also just simply write to us, as many do. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now let's go back to our passage of Scripture in Colossians. This is Colossians chapter 1, Paul writing to the church at Colossae. I'm going to begin reading today in verse 9. Last week we started in verse 7, but let's start in verse 9 today, and we'll read down through verse 14. Paul said, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering and joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin." Now, a couple of things we talked about last week is when someone comes to you and says, pray for me, And they don't give you any specifics. They don't say, you know, pray for this pain that I have, or pray for my brother or my spouse, or pray for someone or something. And they just simply come and say, pray for me. Happens to me all the time. And that's all they say. Pray for me. How do you pray for them? How do you intercede for them? Well, Paul said, first of all here, that we would pray that they might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that they would know God's will, understand God's will, and know how to do God's will. The second thing that he said is that we pray that they would walk worthy of the Lord. To walk worthy means that we're walking in a way that honors him. That when they ask for prayer, that they put God first. You realize sometimes when people ask prayer, they're just thinking about themselves. They want God to do something for them, yet they may not believe God for it, but they want you to believe God for it. And so they're asking you to pray, but he said that you would pray that they would walk worthy of the Lord, that they would live for God, being fruitful in every good work, that God would bless them. The third thing he said now was in verse 11, where he said, then strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, and to all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. So the third thing is that they would be strengthened, that they would have strength, and that that strength would be by his power. Philippians 4:13, remember, said, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And that God would just strengthen them. Sometimes that's just what people need, is they need some kind of a boost. And they need the strength of God in their life. Strength that comes from the very power of God. It says, according to his glorious power. I believe strengthened in their faith, that their faith would be stronger. Now, you know how you get stronger, and this is true with faith, is you exercise it. If you want stronger muscles, you exercise them. If you want stronger faith, you step out in faith and exercise that faith. It will strengthen you, that they would be strengthened in their stand for the Lord, that they would stand and take their position before God and be committed to him, strengthened in the Word of God. Maybe they just need to be in the Word of God, and maybe they're at church, maybe they're not, but pray that they would be strengthened in power and in faith in the Word of God, in his power. Now, why would they need this strength? Paul goes on and says that with this power, he said, unto, or that they would be strengthened unto all patience and longsuffering. The word patience here carries with it the idea of endurance, of being able to keep on keeping on, that they would endure. Sometimes, whether it be by a trial of God or by the will of God or just simply by our own foolishness, sometimes we have to endure some things. And it's not always pleasant. It's not always easy. But God will strengthen you in that endurance and strengthen you for that endurance to endure long suffering. And he said the same thing, that you would be strengthened with patience and long suffering. Now, long suffering means exactly that, that you suffer for a while. Now, we believe this long suffering that Paul was referring to was especially had to do with long suffering in tribulations, that they were going through some things. And notice he said that in that patience, that you would have that endurance, that long-suffering, and that you could do it, at the end of verse 11 now, with joyfulness. Remember, James said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or into different trials. Now also he said that they ought to be giving thanks unto the Father. That in all of these things, you know, Paul mentioned this often. When he talked about prayer, he talked about doing it with thanksgiving. I quoted last week from Philippians 4. Many of you may be familiar with it. Philippians 4:6, where he said, be careful for nothing, really means don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We should always come to God with a thankful heart. We should always come with a thankful attitude. You know, to be able to just be thankful that we can talk to Him, to be thankful for His blessing. You know, here in just a few weeks, we're coming up on Thanksgiving Day. In a time of thanksgiving, I always find it amusing when we ask people and the question is brought up, what are you thankful for? And people have to take a while to think about it. You know, we ought to be thankful every day for God's presence. We ought to be thankful every day for salvation. And I don't mean for this to be a Thanksgiving message. We'll talk about that later. But every time we pray, we ought to come with a thankful heart, acknowledging that what we have and God's blessing on us is from Him, and be thankful unto Him. And we're thankful to the Lord. After all, here we're praying to the Lord. And it doesn't help to be thankful to your lucky stars or anything else. Be thankful unto Him. And there is so much to be thankful for. God's blessing in our life every day, God's provision for us, how He provides. We ought to thank God every day for the food that we're able to sit down in front of to eat. Be thankful of God's salvation. You realize that when people are ungrateful, they become complainers. Think about the people you've met. When they're unthankful, they become complainers. Now, He went on and identified with them in being partakers in the inheritance of the saints of light. He said to them, we're in this together. You're not alone. We can and we do pray for each other. I pray for my radio listeners. You know, I have no idea where this radio broadcast goes as far as who it reaches. Now, I know what cities and what areas, but I don't know who's listening to this today. And so when I make these programs, I take a moment and I ask God to speak to every heart and to bless every heart, that God would encourage you and help you, and that this program can be a blessing to you. Let me read it here at the end of this passage in verse 13. He said, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. There alone is something to be thankful for. God took us from the darkness and translated us, or transferred us, if you will, to the light, from the kingdom of this world to the kingdom of heaven. And God changed my eternal address. You know, change your eternal address from hell to heaven. And it's all because of Christ, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So when someone comes to pray and they don't go give you a reason to pray for them, pray that they would know and understand God's will. Pray that they would walk worthy of the Lord. Pray that they would be strengthened with His power. Pray that they would find reasons to be thankful unto Him. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Worship and bow down anew before the Lord, our Maker.